And by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds! That was a little early there. Oh, wow. Sunday.
A little slow.
Well, I don't know why I'm dragging today.
I think everybody is.
It's been quite a week, I guess. It is
busy, busy.
It is Sunday. It's July 19th, 2020. I'm still waiting for my computer to load up here because it had an update that, as I hate these updates, it's like, oh, we're not even going to let you know you can, you know, not do
it. You can't even get out of it.
Yeah, boom. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're getting updated whether you like it or not. So it's it might be just a few minutes here before I am completely up and running here. Wow, crazy days indeed. Let's see.
It is.
Where am I want to go?
I don't stop.
It doesn't seem to stop. But, you know, it's coming out more and more. I'm trying to get into the chat room here. So while this pulls up. Okay, let's see. Well, we might as well start out. I think I'm up and running. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everyone. And good morning to Ashley in there.
Our trusted good producer. Good morning. Soundboard operator. An all-around great gal, seventh Dan Samurai Ninja Warrior Panic Button Mastered.
I got a new title today. Yay!
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much to make her a happy girl.
It's okay.
She's got happy feet now.
Yay!
Yeah. So, let's see. I swear this the computers these days seem like they're getting weirder and weirder and weirder. But
it's nothing new. Here we go.
Yeah, that is nothing new. I'm trying to get this stupid thing to work here.
Sorry. And I got a picture on my computer. It's pretty funny.
Oh.
This portable head pod. just like.
Yeah, I don't want to save this thing. Okay, so what do I got here? I got two files open. One is the wrong one. One is the right one.
Well, while you're doing that, I will say a few things.
All right,
first of all, I want to say happy birthday to my grandson. He turned 1 year old, my youngest one.
Oh,
yay!
Right.
And we got to watch him on the computer open his gift and stuff his face with cake. It was wonderful.
Oh,
so
nice.
I want to say happy birthday, Jameson.
There you
and
have it.
Then we have the gun safe is still. We still have gun raffle tickets. I mean, the gun safe raffle tickets. We are down to about 40. Hopefully, we can get the rest of them sold so we can do the drawing for the gun safe. It's a 40 gun safe. Everybody needs another one. So it helps support the veterans home out there that to get things that they can't get provided through the state and our committee. Does this, once a year we do a gun safe drawing so we can put money in our hoppers to give them things that they need out there. So if you want to buy some tickets, give me a call at 356-3651 or you can always run into Mr. Wilkinson, Dick Wilkinson. He's always got some tickets on him. And I believe, Patrick Jones down at the gun store. So with that. Also, they wanted me to read this about the Korean War Veterans Association, again, is giving away masks. Now, these are for people who want to do it. They have about 800. I'm not pushing it yes or no. I'm just saying that if you need them, You can go this Wednesday, the 22nd, starting at 9 a.m. You can go to Sportsman's Warehouse, and you can get some masks.
So. Yeah, the mask is controversial these days, it seems like, and for good reason, because, you know, at what point in time do you stop believing the people that keep lying to you?
Right. I mean, there's some circumstances that's really bad, you know?
Well, we talked to, you know, Dr. Danuka, and he says, yeah, there's limited circumstances where it's to prevent infections, like when you're in surgery.
In the hospital,
you know, when
yeah.
When you're standing over somebody with an open,
when they're laid open.
But, and in general, the consensus is they don't work. They're not doing any good. You know, and the idea that just because the governor issues an edict, well, what if he told you to stand on your head or run off a cliff?
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, there's no science. And then there's also the fact that does he even have the ability, the right to, you know, circumvent our constitutional rights, just because
that.
He feels like it, you know, and they're not benefiting, from, doing this at all, are they? No,
they wouldn't. No.
So, you know, it's coming more and more to light. That, you know, and I'm going to want to play a short video here. I got a couple of them I need to get on. But I want to play a short video here that, you know, it's coming, you know, into the focus of our lenses that we're kind of in a quiet war with China here. Now, you wouldn't know it from the mainstream media, and you wouldn't know it from, you know, the politicians that we're talking about. That, you know, work for or with or, you know, against the American people, with the mainstream media. And, it's becoming more and more, absolute, in my opinion, that the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. I think those words are going to come back, over and over again, because I think Donald Trump is absolutely right on that. Now we're talking about the big mainstream media. There's a lot of little, outlets that aren't. But
there's a lot that is,
but most of them are.
Yeah. So, most of them have the same playbook.
So I want to play this little clip if we're ready. And this is from Bill Still. And this is about what's going on with the Chinese, you know, and, let me see if I've got it queued up right here.
Click the links below.
All right.
Good afternoon. I'm still reporting on the probable source of the coup. On Thursday, Attorney General Bill Barr warned U.S. companies about working with China. He called the issue of China attempting to gain economic and military, as well as even political hegemony over the United States, as the most important issue facing the United States and the world in the 21st century.
From the perspective of its communist rulers, China's time has arrived. An aggressive, orchestrated, whole of government, indeed whole of society campaign to seize the commanding heights of the global economy and to surpass the United States as the world's preeminent technological superpower.
He's also warning Americans not to forget about China's hacking into our vaccine research.
I have never heard before that China was hacking into our vaccine research. I think when the truth eventually comes out how this came about, the average American will be shocked at the success and the depth of Chinese espionage.
And the domination in pharmaceuticals that leaves the United States very vulnerable, as we have learned only too well. Joining me now, Dr. Michael Pillsbury is the Director for Chinese Strategy at the Hudson Institute and the author of The 100-Year Marathon.
Dr. Pillsbury is the most respected scholar on China's world domination intentions. This is a multi-pronged Chinese quiet war against the U.S. in general and Trump in particular.
Now, first off, I'm curious why you think this speech came from Bill Barr today as the head of the Department of Justice.
This is part of a very smart approach President Trump is taking to have key cabinet members speak out on China. Mm-hmm. I think there's more to come. Secretary of State Pompeo is next. They're very specific speeches within the jurisdiction of the department. So Attorney General Barr is talking a lot about legal matters. He's warning executives that if they lobby on behalf of China, they better register with the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Otherwise, it's 5 years in prison, Martha, for each count. So this is part of his jurisdiction. espionage, technology theft, things the Department of Justice does. I think it's a division of labor that's been set up. And I think I have to credit Mark Meadows for doing this. It's a coordinated whole of government approach President Trump is taking, not just letting each person go off and give their own views.
So one of the things that you say is now on the front of every newspaper in China is that President Xi believes that this is a turning point and it's a moment for China to reclaim its rightful place in the world in a dominant role. Why is now the right moment, according to the president in China?
Well, he's got critics who are saying now is not the right moment, that he's premature. He should have waited another 10 years before taking on the Americans. But the hardliners around President Xi, who I know well and described in my book, they have told him, no, now is the time. Our GDP is about 80% of America's. Our military forces now in some fields like the Navy, more Navy ships held by China than by ourselves. So they've urged him as part of the power struggle when he became president of China, Martha. They encouraged him to turn to the tough side against the Americans. And we're seeing that play out now. This recent speech or article you just mentioned by Xi Jinping, it's really quite striking to say now is China's moment and we have to press forward and be tough. So he's not listening to the moderates and reformers around him who said, you know, this is too soon.
Some of the things that you write about suggest that you think that the president needs to take a much harder line against China, and that one of the things that you recommend is more military exercises with the United States and Japan and India in their backyard.
Yes, and the president just started doing that. He has the two carriers together in the South China Sea. The French and British have done some patrols in the past year. The Indians and Japanese have done patrols together. So this is beginning to happen. But we don't want to provoke China. We want them to see that it's their own conduct that's driving all their neighbors together against them. This is just classic deterrence. But I think it needs more escalation, you might say, within appropriate boundaries, because I don't think we've got Xi Jinping's attention yet.
It's now clear that Antifa is a Maoist communist group, i.e. under Chinese influence. The rioting in Seattle and now Portland probably has well-funded Antifa operatives at its core. We just have to face the fact that President Trump is the first president in at least 50 years who has stood up to Chinese communist aggression, and so he is now the primary recipient of this massive Chinese covert psychological operations campaign. They must defeat him. They will spend any amount of money to defeat him. And America is now slowly coming to realize another thing, that a significant part of the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax was really driven to help disguise and confuse the average American as to whom the real enemy is for as long as possible. I'm still reporting from just outside the citadel of American freedom. Good day.
Now, there was a lot in that little
clip. Yeah, there was.
And, gee, does this make any sense now when we talk about China and we've got a 20-year spy working for Feinstein? We've got Biden and son over there taking $1.how many billion? You've got the Russian hoax. And then you've got this COVID virus thing that just happens to start the day that the impeachment proceedings fail. And so when you start adding this all up, you look at Gavin Mussolini down here, and he's got contracts with China. Are these people, you know, on the take at the benefit of themselves in China and putting the rest of America at risk? And is Trump right when he calls this treason? I submit to you that,
I
think it's becoming crystal clear what's going on here. And it's time for us to stand up. You know, you guys want to pretend that this virus is, you know, something that's, you know, a threat to everybody. Well, you better start looking at China as maybe being the threat to everybody and behind the hoaxes here. Because what has happened with our economy? They shut down our economy. You got these guys implementing controls over our lives. They're trying to take over the elections, mail-in ballots. When you start adding up all the things that are being affected by this virus and the timing of it, if you don't have a little bit of suspicion about the fact that this could be a created environment by our enemy, then you need to go back to the drawing board and take a look at all the facts, because you are living in Pollyanna land. So,
and we're going to have to go to a break. And it can be enemies within, folks. So with that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yeah, the sun begins to shine. I see my freedom from across the way. And it comes right in one time. When it shines so bright. And it gives so much light. And it comes from the sky above. Make me feel so free. Make me feel like me. Yeah, it lights my life alone. Yeah, it seems like. Yeah, it feels like. Yeah, it seems like.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio there. Yeah, who knows what the future holds. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I want to play another clip. We have a guest in the studio, Dave Johnson, and we'll get to him here in a second. But I want to try to get this. It's going to be a fast-moving pace show. I mean,
like usual.
Yeah, I mean, gee, what's new? This is the final point from Liz Wheeler, and this is what the media didn't report this last week. And I always like to kind of cover this because it kind of gives you a little clearer vision on what is actually probably the better things to understand and know about than all the crap that you're listening to on the mainstream, you know, meathead media. So with that, are we ready to go, Ashley? I got the thumbs up, and here's Liz Wheeler on OAN.
What the mainstream media was afraid to tell you about the news this week. This week, well, the mainstream media was obsessing about Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany's binder of research. Here are the things that happened that really matter. A shocking new video shows Planned Parenthood officials admitting under oath to breaking the law. In the video, Perrin Larton, the procurement manager of Advanced Bioscience Resources, who partnered with Planned Parenthood to harvest the organs of babies inside the Planned Parenthood clinics, admits under oath that babies just, quote, fall out of mothers intact, and that can include babies with beating hearts. Then Planned Parenthood abortionist Dr. Deborah Nucatola admits that infants are sometimes born alive in Planned Parenthood clinics and left to die in the clinic, depending on, quote, the availability of interventions. Finally, John Dunn, the CEO of two Planned Parenthood clinics in Southern California, admits that when a baby was born alive after a botched abortion in his clinic, they did not call 911. Instead, they left the baby to die. But did the mainstream media report on this? No, no. The mainstream media is silent. Hollywood celebrity Nick Cannon apologized after his disgusting anti-Semitic comment on his podcast after Viacom-CBS fired him. But Nick Cannon has not apologized for the disgusting anti-white racism he spewed on his podcast. Cannon says white people, because of our skin color, quote, lack compassion. He says white people are a little less. He said white people act out of deficiency. The only way white people can act is evil. He calls white people savages, barbaric animals, because of the color of their skin. But did the mainstream media call him out for his hateful, bigoted, anti-white racism? Nope. The mainstream media didn't even mention that part. Shocking acts of domestic terrorism targeting religious people practicing their faith in their houses of worship struck the United States from within last weekend. But you probably didn't hear about it because the target of the attacks were Catholic churches. Four Catholic churches in four states, California, New York, Massachusetts, and Florida, were all targeted. A man in Florida plowed his car into the foyer of Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Florida, poured gasoline in the foyer, and lit it on fire while parishioners were in the sanctuary. But did the mainstream media report on this? Barely. The mainstream media reported more outrage about the Little Sisters of the Poor Supreme Court ruling than actual terrorism against the Catholic Church. 15 people were shot in New York City in a 15-hour period last weekend as violent crime soars. It's easy to see why, as police presence has been substantially reduced and rioters and vandals are allowed to destroy the city with impunity. This is what happens when you defund the police. But New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dismissed the violence, saying crime in New York is soaring because people need to shoplift bread or else they'll starve. A one-year-old boy was shot dead at a New York City cookout last week. A one-year-old baby. What does that kind of heinous murder have to do with shoplifting bread? But did the mainstream media call out AOC for her hideous lies in the face of violence that's destroying minority communities? No. The mainstream media ignored her and her lies. Nearly 20,000 mail-in ballots in the state of New York could be thrown out because the post office did not add postage to the envelopes. The New York primary was held more than 2 weeks ago, but it was only within the past few days that the New York Board of Elections admitted that up to 4% of the mail-in ballots might be discarded and the votes not counted because of the postage issue. There were 403,000 absentee ballots submitted in that election. 4% of that number of votes is a huge number. There are local, district, and state races, sometimes even federal races, that are decided by mere hundreds of votes, let alone tens of thousands. But did the mainstream media report on the vulnerability of mail-in voting that we're seeing with our own eyes? No, no. Because the mainstream media is in the pocket of the left, and the left wants mail-in voting despite the vulnerability to inaccuracy, error, and outright fraud. The mainstream media doesn't care to report any of that to you, so we will.
Yeah. Boy, that's a lot of food for thought there, too. Yeah, the mainstream media is in the pocket of the left, and maybe the left is in the pocket of China or some other nefarious people because they don't seem to report anything that matters, you know. And, you know, this whole idea that we're going to ignore this thing is, you know, there's the old quote from Dante, you know, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those in a period of moral crisis maintain their neutrality. Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. You know, it comes down to a point if you don't pick a side – you know, you're going to get, you know, squashed like a grape, like in the Karate Kid. But the side to pick is either going to be between, you know, evil or good is what this is coming down to, in my opinion. And are you going to stand up for what's right, or are you going to stick your finger up in the air like the politicians to figure out which way the wind is blowing and who do you think is going to win before you choose a side? Yeah. With that, I think we do have to go to a break.
I think we probably should go to a break, and we'll come back with our guest. Yep. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Living in a ghost town.
brand new Stones there, 2020, just in case you're wondering. Ran across that this morning.
Them old rock and rollers are still around, really?
Yeah, they're still
interesting.
I don't know if I'd pay to see them, but
well, they're kind of hard to watch anyway. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we got a
Keith Richards is
got a fight going in the chat room about masks, and you know, that's all right.
Something about it's law. I'm not sure. I'm trying to get clarification if they're talking about. I know, but about the mask. There's a lot of other stuff going on.
There's no
but
law.
It's no
it's
law,
law
on the mask.
And then we talk about the private places and that you know that they can do that in their private. Yeah, but not if they're going to deny you your civil rights. In other words, if they're an essential business like a grocery store, and you decide not to wear the mask, then I don't think they can keep you out because there's some rules that say that they have to let you in. So, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things, but that should be up to the individual whether they want to wear the mask or not.
But that's a topic for another day. Let's talk to Dave Johnson. We have him here today, and he is from Fires Embrace. Twitch Fires Embrace is his website. And he's how old are you, Dave?
I am 28, just turned 28 not too long ago, and I've been active in the political field since I was about 19. I started with State of Jefferson.
Oh, wow.
Several instances to where I ended up speaking at the Capitol and also going out and having conversations with a lot of different individuals out there in the political space. I don't consider myself Republican. I consider myself right-leaning libertarian.
Hey, you're in good company because I've never been a Republican or a Democrat. I've been a libertarian since Ron Paul wrote his first book way back about 40 years ago, you know, in the Fed. And you're in good company. I have problem with both Republicans and Democrats. The Democrats, in my opinion, they're more truthful than the Republicans in a lot of ways because at least they're telling you they're communists.
Yeah, they don't hide anything. They're pretty out front about what they're doing these days, you know?
Anyway, yeah.
I want to welcome you, and it's great to see somebody young compared to us getting involved and out there and doing what you're doing. That's wonderful. We need more of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
Before we get into some of the media stuff here, I'm just curious about the social media. Now, Twitch is not something I'm really familiar with, but there's, and we're trying to get more and more into the social media. And I've been doing, you know, Twitter and Facebook and now Parler and so forth. TikTok, I guess I hear is a Chinese spying ring. It's a Chinese spy ring.
I refuse to use it. It's unfortunately TikTok has become my generation's Facebook.
Okay.
In fact, I mean, my generation looks at Facebook and they go, oh, that's a boomer platform.
we're trying to get in there.
Yeah, that's kind of the information that we need because we're older and we don't know some of that where you're plugged into it.
You've got to get people that are going to get in there and give them the right messages because, we're working on memes and stuff because the real deal is that, you know, it's a boomer platform. Well, does that even matter if somebody's trying to keep you free and out of the chains of government overreach?
Well, no, and here's the deal. When you start looking at it, I don't just stream on Twitch. The whole reason why I ended up saying the Twitch thing today is because I had been streaming underneath Fire Nation. However, you can't find me anywhere, and obscurity is what kills any type of media content creation. If you can't find me, you can't turn around and support me.
Well, and that's kind of like my Facebook. I have two, a couple of them. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that, but I have one that has about 5,000 people on it worldwide. But, you know, you're preaching to the choir a little bit, too. It's a great way to get information out to your conservative friends and your conservative constituency, but it doesn't really reach the people that needs to reach the younger generation.
Yeah.
So they understand what's going on here because a lot of them have been spoon-fed this garbage about, you know, gee, we need government to take care of all of our lives and hand us free cheese.
Well, and I'm happy you mentioned that because that's why I went away from the platforms that were giving me space, that were giving me ears to listen to. Because when I was speaking, I'd be speaking at these events like the State of Jefferson events to where we're already there. The people who are there, we know this information. But the problem is we have a younger generation that has so many of these spoon-fed corporatizations that are handing out the information to celebrities that they want to feed. And then you have the news media that's out there that's feeding all this information. In 1980, there was 56 companies that owned 90% of the media.
Now we're at six
that own the media. And there's a video that is out there that's actually talking about silencing the freedom of public and silencing the individual and how dangerous it is to our democracy. Look up dangerous to our democracy video, and you can actually see it right there. But it has local stations from all of these different companies. They're different companies that are on there that are all saying word for word the exact same speech about silencing quote-unquote fake news. And what we know, obviously, at this point is what they consider fake news is real news because they're not being able to skew it and spin it in the way that they want it.
Well, and first of all, we're a republic, a constitutional
Exactly.
I have a hard time with that every time that word comes up.
Because a democracy, by the founders, the founders said democracy was, they called it a mobocracy. They said it was the lowest form, a lower form of government because all you had to do is get the people under enough of a sway to, they will vote out their own rights if you're not careful. That's why we have unalienable rights given to us by from God, so they can't be taken away by government. And just a basic concept like that of where your rights come from, these guys have no clue, most of them, about what's going on.
Well, and this is exactly what I mean on it. And the reason why I said that, instead of saying what we correctly are, is because this is what those news media stations said in their exact words.
Right.
So you see, this is coming from the top down to portray an image that's completely different.
It's funny how they all say the exact same thing in unison.
Well, and how about this, too? I was just looking this up yesterday because this was a question on a stream that ended up coming about what is fascism. Well, fascism, they changed the definition in the dictionary in about the 1980s. The definition of fascism used to be corporatocracies and corporations that would actually control every individual thing in the government.
Yeah, yeah.
So like what we saw that actually just took place with the Redskins, and you have to change your name or we're going to pull all your funding. That would be fascism.
Yeah, these guys, well, Antifa, gee, they're against fascism, right? I mean, it's a joke, you know. They don't even know what fascism is. They just want to bust things up, and you know, this whole thing started out with the Black Lives Matter of a Black Lives Matter, but it morphed into we need to restructure our government completely into a Marxist state, right?
Well, exactly. When you get into the whole Black Lives Matter thing, what we see is we have the myth of Black Lives mattering as far as the police killings and the things like that. When we actually look at it, we see that 49% of murder victims are black men and 93% of those are killed by other blacks. And
right.
I believe it was in 2019 we had a total of 9 unarmed black men that were shot and killed by the police. But we live in a country of 340 million people, so that doesn't count as systemic racism. And in fact, systemic racism, the only place that I see systemic racism within our country is through affirmative action.
Well, the black community has this idea that has been perpetrated by their handlers, if you will, I mean, for lack of a better explanation, that the only ones that can, they can't be racist. You know, they can't, it's only white people. I mean, we got it in the last report there from Liz Wheeler. Well, it basically, the only people that are racist are white people in their minds. Well, they are so deluded that they change the meanings of everything. You know, I was looking at the Constitution on Wikipedia, and it said, you know, one of the things was to lay a direct tax on the people. Well, no, they had to change that. It used to be there were no direct taxes. So they've subtly come in and changed the meanings of the words, changed the documents and what the intent in the founding was, you know, change it from a constitutional republic to a democracy. And why is the question.
Well, and my concept on this might vary from a lot of people's, but from what I'm seeing as far as talking to a lot of black individuals who are out there, a lot of them don't support Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely.
Because it's a movement that's stealing from the people themselves, and it's a movement that dates back to 20 years ago. There's a lady by the name of Susan Rosenberg that this whole thing...
She's on the board of Black Lives Matter, and I guess the fact that she was a convicted terrorist and spent, I don't know, 16, 18 years or whatever it is in prison?
Yeah, kicked loose.
So it's worse than that, because with the situation, she's not on the board of Black Lives Matter. What she's on the board of is she's on a board of a company called Thousand Currents. Well, Thousand Currents was an organization that got set up, and she's co-chair, and she ended up doing heinous crimes as far as she
but
was.
Do they fund Black Lives Matter? Is that?
They not only fund it, they helped organize it and they helped get it started. And in 2015, 1 year prior to Black Lives Matter getting started, you actually had a group of people, the people, the now founders of Black Lives Matter, had a video, and the video, I'm trying to remember where it was. I think it was Real Politics.
The one that showed all of them saying they were trained Marxists? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, their exact quote on it said, we're trained Marxists. Actually, let me
And that's funny right how here. Marxism, you know, right now, where do you think the world center of Marxism is? Anybody guess?
Probably China.
Gee, so who were these guys trained by? And when you start putting two and two together, and my dad used to say, where there's smoke, there's fire, and I actually got a whipping over that, I think.
See, that wasn't my dad, so I don't have to worry about it, no.
Well, I think daughters get a benefit of the doubt a little bit.
Yeah, they get a pass on that stuff.
A little bit.
So
here was the direct quote. The first thing, this is from the co-founder. And she also was referring to Elisa in this, Elisa Garcia, the founder. The first thing I think is, I think we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers, referring to BLM co-founder Elisa Garcia. We are trained Marxists. We're super versed on sort of ideological theories, and I think that's what we tried really hard to build a movement which could be utilized by many black folk.
Hmm. You know, when you look at the black community, who I look to, I look to David J. Harris Jr. I look to Candace Owens. I look to Lowell. There's a bunch of them out there.
Herman Cain.
Herb, absolutely.
There's a lot of them, but the mainstream media isn't going to let the people know or the common guy know that those people are out there and they don't support
Black Lives Matter. That those people are starting to make inroads into the black community with real truth and information, and they're taking back the black vote,
right,
which is what is scaring the hell out of the Democrats and the people who are trying to stay in power, you know. And then the new age of information on the computer. See, this is a whole new game. You know, when we listen to that one clip about China thinks that this is the time from their hardline communists that we got to do move now. I think they got to move now because they know that their desperation is just about at the point where if they don't move now, they're going to lose this thing because, you know, their economy is imploding as well. We're building up our forces militarily, and people are on the information highways. They're starting to realize what's going on. So it's a whole different ball game here in taking over America because, number one, there's two things that have never happened in these other countries when they take over, which is we still got our guns, okay? And nobody's giving them up that has a common, you know, has an ounce of sense, you know?
No, they're flying off the shelves.
And they didn't have the Internet and the access to information that we have.
No, and in fact, 40% of the new gun sales are to first-time gun owners. People are waking up and seeing that the government, especially with what they're doing, there's a lot of these numbers that are 42 that are pretty interesting because when you look at, there was a recent article from Yelp that was showing how 40% of the businesses that are closed during the pandemic have marked that they're permanently closed. They're not reopening.
Well, and this idea that they're picking their winners and the losers. Uh-huh. Okay, so Planned Parenthood is essential, but churches aren't. You know, well, who decided that one? In our state, Governor Mussolini.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, and so who gets to pick and choose? It's the big box stores that are owned by the big box companies. They all get to stay in business, but all little mom and pops go out. You know, this is, in my opinion, a scamdemic. This is a plandemic. And, you know, is there a real virus? Sure. But they got to keep fear permeating into the marketplace by the people that will obey blindly and not question things. And those are the people that just don't get it. We're all radical guys that are just blowing smoke and, you know, nothing is good for us. But the real deal is when you start adding this stuff up, where there's smoke, there's some frickin' fire here.
Yeah. And with that, we do have to go to a break, and we will pick up this conversation on the other side. If you want to call in, have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Our military means our liberty. So if you're gonna take Pleasure Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our communities safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The coronavirus pandemic has caused our nation's blood supply to drop dangerously low. You can help end the shortage by giving blood. Giving blood is a safe, life-saving activity that's easy and painless. Trust me, I'm a 7-gallon donor myself. Visit lamalfa.house.gov/giveblood to find the blood donation center nearest you. Your donation could save a life. Paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
Sovereign Mind Radio. That's a little oldie there, but
I think we all need to hold on. I'm just saying, not just one. Let's all hold on together because it's going to get rough from here on out.
It could have been 38 special. Hold on loosely. Boy, I'll tell you what. We are in the middle of a war here, and it's absolutely, positively a silent war. But because of the media and other things that are happening here, but if you don't realize that we're in a war of information at the very least, you know, it's not a confrontational, physical, conventional war, but this is a war of hearts and minds.
It is. Well, in fact, that's what my platform is about. What my platform is right now is I want to create a space to where people my age can know and be equipped to how to handle these things. So I'm actually, if you give me a little bit of time here, I'll turn around and say what a story about what happened yesterday on stream. And what ended up taking place is I do political gaming. And what I mean by that is my generation, we have the attention span of a goldfish, unfortunately, and that's legitimate. Like, that's the statistics. In fact, I think at this point, the goldfish has more of an attention span. But we have political gaming on my channel to where I have four people who play with me, and we all talk politics, and we discuss things. We talk about questions while we're playing a game, and it keeps the audience entertained, and they ask questions on stream to us, too. And if I don't know the answer, I'll research it, and I'll get back to them as I did yesterday. But it was only about 4 days ago I met with this kid who randomly popped into my stream. He's 13 years old, doesn't know a lot about politics, but he asks amazing questions, and he wants to learn. And so he started conversating with me, and he started making up his own mind and his own opinion. And what I tell everybody is research what I have to say, because I try to do my own research. I get home once I'm done with work, and then I turn around, and I spend 7 hours doing my research, and then I put out the information that I get. And so he started doing that, and he started getting followers himself. He started actually conversating on these things, and he started building a following as well. And then there was a lady yesterday that came into his stream and started trying to belittle him, and even to the point of saying, don't kill yourself and stuff like that, to a 13-year-old kid.
Wow.
I think I saw that. It was on Twitter.
Well, this is other things. Like, this was on my stream yesterday.
Right.
This lady was doing this. And, well, here's the
thing. Well, I saw something almost exactly on Twitter. Maybe it was a different one where last night where the this gal's son had committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other one, they chimed in that it was all her fault. What kind of, you know, garbage are you feeding them? And, you know, I would have committed suicide myself. Just, you know, just off the chart.
Well, and this is what we see. We see the tolerance of the left with dealing with this. And my platform is to show people how you can handle this. So there was a really funny, really interesting moment because, one, at the point when she started going through, she said, if you block me, I'm going to make your life hell, and then all these people are going to come terrorize you. Well, that point, I let him know she just committed a crime. At that point, that is the crime of doxing. So you need to know these things when you go into this because it's easy to report it. And I turned around and I sent him the link. I gave him the information. I showed the penal code because if you are threatening somebody with fear of harm for themselves or their family and you have that take place, then you've committed the crime of doxing and it has up to 3 years sentence. Well, she got off his stream pretty damn fast after that. And then here's the other thing is he said, well, how do you handle haters? And I've had three or four people that are popping in every day calling me stupid in the chat. And at this point, I let them in on the secret. You don't. You don't. Because on these social
media... You just don't engage.
Well, it's not even that. It's better than that. And once I actually got into this and told them that, they all left. Because on these platforms, you go through and you look at the chat, the more chat engagement you get, the higher you are in the algorithm. The more viewers you get, the higher you are in the algorithm.
Right.
I, at that point, told them, I love my haters. I love the people who are out here. I love the people who are calling me stupid. You're engaging my platform and pushing me to a level that I'd never get to without you. You guys are great.
So. Turn it the other way. Make, you know, lemonade out of lemons.
And three people left my stream immediately.
Very good.
Does that apply to all of the social medias across the board, do you think?
It does. It does.
That's
the more
interesting.
Your haters make you who you are, and as long as you're willing to speak out, and as long as you're willing to tell the truth, and as long as you're willing to be factual, they have nothing to bury you with, and instead, your haters are going to push you to a level that you are not going to be able to get to yourself. Look at Caitlin Bennett.
That
explains.
She's got bodyguards.
Yeah. Well, that explains a lot. Like with Facebook and stuff, on your pages and stuff, what's happening. That explains a lot. Because they don't, you
well,
know.
My biggest thing is that I haven't been engaging them because it takes a lot of time, you know, and...
I just figured they'd go away and there was nothing that would come of it if they're doing that,
the
old, you know what I mean?
The old adage was don't feed the troll because it just takes... Yeah. A lot of them just want to chew your time up and you spend a lot of time in a war with one individual who you're never going to change his mind anyway and the guy's kind of usually an idiot, you know, so...
Well, and normally they will be. They'll just troll something. They'll have something that they'll go about doing. But the thing about it is, if you understand it, it becomes, instead of something to where you're feeling bad because you're being trolled, it actually becomes something that's empowering you because they're doing me a favor. I mean, I'm picking up an average of 6 people a day with my retention rate being 65% people come back to look at my stream. And I only recently started these things just minutes ago. Well, not minutes ago, but like I started doing mainly political gaming 5 days ago, and I've got 59 people watching now.
Wow.
Well, I'm trying to get on here right now. I just set up my account, and I got some things that I got to do here. It says you're offline. I just put myself online, and so the point is, I encourage everybody to get involved in these social medias because that's where the battle's at. This is a cyber war, if you will, and you got to get in the trenches and you got to get dirty, just like a conventional war. I guess we've got to go.
We're at the top of the hour. I take it they're going to cut us off. We'll hang in there and we'll pick up this on the other side. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The White House is marking the passing of civil rights icon John Lewis.
In a short statement on Twitter, President Trump said he was saddened to learn that Congressman John Lewis died. To honor Lewis, he ordered flags to fly at half-staff at the White House and all federal public buildings and grounds. Vice President Pence said even when he and Lewis differed on politics, John was always unfailingly kind, and White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Lewis leaves an enduring legacy that will never be forgotten. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police say protesters broke into a building, set it on fire, and started dumpster fires, too, last night in Oregon's largest city. Portland police declared the protest a riot and cleared the downtown area using tear gas. The fire at the Portland Police Association building was put out later. President Trump has decried the disorder, and Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf blasts the protesters as, quote, lawless anarchists. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says many Hispanics in his state are failing to practice virus safety measures.
Senator Tillis is raising a few eyebrows by singling out Hispanics in his state for neither wearing masks nor social distancing as much as the general population. When asked about people refusing to wear masks, Tillis told a telephone town hall he is concerned that 44% of the state's new cases are among Hispanics. A spokesman for the Tillis reelection campaign notes the senator has been a vocal proponent for mask wearing by all North Carolinians. Bob Agner reporting.
Russia's ambassador to Britain has rejected allegations his country's intelligence services tried to steal information about a coronavirus vaccine. Andre Kellen telling the BBC today there was, quote, no sense in the allegations made last week by Britain, the U.S., and Canada. Kellen also says his country has no interest in interfering in British politics. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The NFL sets reporting dates for training camp.
The NFL has informed teams their training camps will open on time. NFL executive Troy Vincent sent a memo to general managers and head coaches on Saturday, informing them rookies are to report on Tuesday, quarterbacks and injured players by Thursday, and all other players should arrive by July 28th. The league and the NFLPA are still discussing testing for the coronavirus and other health and safety protocols. Union leadership expressed several concerns in a 90-minute conference call with reporters Friday. However, under the collective bargaining agreement, the NFL can impose report dates. I'm Dave Ferry.
Iran has suspended the execution of three young men who participated in a November protest after the country's Supreme Court decided to review their case. An appeals court had upheld their death sentence over leading riots, committing robbery, and sending videos of their activities to foreign media, but lawyers for the three expressed hope a new review would turn things around. News and analysis at townhall.com. Canada says no to the birds.
The Canadian government's turned down Toronto's request for an exemption to play at home amid the coronavirus pandemic. The team was informed of the decision Saturday. Major League Baseball asked for an exemption to a requirement that anyone entering Canada for non-essential reasons must self-isolate for 14 days. The Blue Jays' alternate site for home games is the team's training facility in Florida, one of the state's hardest hit by the virus. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Today is Sunday, July the 19th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including actor Benedict Cumberbatch. Sherlock Holmes is 44 years old today. International Tennis Hall of Famer Ilie Anastasi is marking his 74th, while movie director Abel Ferrara has 69 candles on his cake. Actor Anthony Edwards is 58, actress Helen Gallagher, 94, and singer Vicky Carr is 80 years old today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The tax man's taken all my
and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
We're getting some lessons and some computer stuff during the break, absolutely. So sorry about that.
You know, when you're afraid to learn, you might as well just go home and do nothing. This is a learning environment. You know, there's a learning curve on everything, and this is a fast-paced, fast-moving type of an arena because the rules are constantly changing on how it's being played, you know, whether it's with the young kids and the platforms and that.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to admit, I don't like games on computers, but hearing some of the stuff that you're telling us about, it's not so much about the gaming piece of it, the conversations that are going on between the people that are involved.
Well,
I have to admit that, you know, now you got my interest because I'm sorry to sit there. I mean, I clicked on Call of Duty, but I mean, but to sit there and just sit and play games, that's what I was thinking everybody was doing.
I think some nefarious people have also been using it for communications worldwide, and there's some big evidence to that.
Right.
On some of the stuff with the FBI probes and, you know, the Strzok and Page and the guys that were involved in all that stuff. So I still think they got monitored. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. But let's get back to, let's talk about this extremely dangerous to our democracy thing. Tell us a little more about that.
So the extremely dangerous to our democracy thing is something that ended up going on a while ago when they were going after the quote-unquote fake news. And you had the top six media corporations that all got together and sent it out to the local stations at a level that was across the country. At the local stations, all the same exact script that was saying that fake news is spreading across the country, and it's spreading across all these social media platforms, and it's very dangerous to our democracy. And they're going through and saying all these things, and at the same time, I want to point out that Twitch is actually owned now by Amazon and Jeff Bezos, who also owns, I believe it's the Washington Times. So it extends this amount of control. So I'm not just on Twitch.
Washington Post?
Yeah.
Yeah, the compost, that's the league.
But it's a situation to where I use a program called Restream, and I stream on seven platforms at once because I will get banned off one of these platforms sooner or later. And what's going to happen at that point is I will then go ahead and switch over all to my other platform that I've already been growing on, and I tell people to follow me on one platform and follow me on the others, and I have the links there. So when done.
What do you know about Parler? Parler seems to be the big upcoming thing in the in our generational scope of things, and it's a free speech platform. Have you looked at that at all?
I've not looked at Parler. There was another one that had come out a while ago, but a lot of these free speech platforms,
Preach to the choir.
Well, they are that, but in addition to that, we have problems within the free speech platforms that we can't break into. So look at Gab, for instance. They're a great example. Gab, when they originally started, they were just a free speech platform that started taking Facebook users. And because there were people on there who were saying things that were racist, they turned around and said, oh, well, because there's a few people on here saying things racist, we're going to shut you down. So the payment processors said, we're not going to allow you to accept payments, we're not going to allow you to run advertisements, and they shut them down. And then they went ahead and figured out other ways to get payment. And then the web host said, oh, well, we're going to shut you down too. So the problem is
anybody they don't want or don't like, they'll plant guys to do that.
They will.
It's free speech until you say something they don't like.
Right.
Well, and it's now you actually have platforms like that have turned into racist havens instead of being a place to where you might have a little bit of racism here and there. But honestly, my stance on racism is I don't support it. I don't support anything like that. But if you're a racist, I want to know it. If
right.
you hate my guts, I want to know it. If I'm black and you're a member of the KKK, I want to know it. That way I can avoid your area of town and make sure I don't get hung by a tree.
Well, if you're white and the other guy's Black Lives Matter, I don't want to know it too because I don't want to get hung by a tree either, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. I believe there was a mother who ended up getting shot for saying
yeah.
all lives matter.
Yeah,
yeah.
just
yeah.
recently.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, that wasn't too long
well,
ago.
Well,
yeah.
that's the point. It's a one-way street, and the mainstream doesn't report the other side of it because they want division. They want us divided so they can conquer us. This is classic strategy, you know, is divide and conquer. I mean, it goes all the way back to Alexander the Great, dividing the enemy. And so that's the problem, is that they stir up a lot of this stuff, but what they stir up is hatred, as opposed to, you know, pointing out racism on both sides. They point it out on one side to the other side so that they start, you know, not liking each other at all. And mm-hmm. I think that you're starting to see people like Candace Owens and David J. Harris Jr. starting to fill that gap. Because, I saw a video with Candace Owens a couple weeks ago and Mark Lamont Hill, who is an absolute moron in my opinion, although he is a college professor and has probably been educated beyond his own intelligence. And he's actually smart, okay? When I say moron, politically, he is a moron because he has an agenda. He doesn't care about the truth. What he cares about is furthering the agenda. And Candace Owens just dressed him down and mm-hmm. picked him apart because the real deal is he's used to having no opposition to his viewpoints.
And facts don't care about your feelings.
Exactly.
So in stance of what you just said about it being a one-way street, what about Robert Baird, the senator who was a racist Ku Klux Klan member for several years?
Bird. Oh, Robert, yeah. Robert Bird. Bird? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, and then you got pictures of Hillary and, you know, smooching up. And
well, Hillary actually came out after his passing and said he was a great mentor and
yeah.
one of the best people that was out there, and they'll miss him and everything that he did for the Senate. And you look at these things, I guarantee you, if Kavanaugh had been a member of the Klan and left it in the 80s, what do you think would have happened to Kavanaugh?
Right. Exactly. Well, and you've got we've got a local guy here that all he cares about is, it's like reparations, you know, all these guys have an agenda, you know, like, I'm supposed to be responsible for something that happened 200 years ago and give money to somebody who had nothing to do with the 200 years
right.
ago thing. You
yeah.
know, it's just a division. It's just a distraction from the agenda.
Well, and even that, I don't have the numbers in front of me for exactly, but I believe it's right around 60% of the black population actually immigrated here after the end of slavery.
Yeah, they never had anything to do with it.
Yeah, so, and then when you look at it also, it was blacks that sold the first slaves.
Right.
It was blacks who ended up transporting them over here. There were black slave owners, and
well,
there were also white slaves.
There
so,
were the first yeah. black slave, or the biggest, or I think he was actually the first slave owner in America was black.
Uh-huh.
You know, so again, we trace that
yeah.
lineage, you know, so my ancestors were a member of the Irish Brigade who fought to free them. Okay, so do I get a special pass too? So do I get reparations?
But it's something that's happened all through history. People have sold their own people.
Every...
From the beginning of time.
And
folks.
It's still something that's going on today.
Yeah.
You look at slavery over there in the Middle East, they're still doing slavery. They're still doing sex slave trade. They're still doing women.
Yeah, we're one of the only countries, if not the only countries, that got done away with slavery.
Well, now we're in the sex slave.
Well, well, yeah, I mean, there's...
But it's true.
Yeah.
Every race, every creed has been enslaved or has owned slaves at one point in time in our history. Or another. It's that simple. I don't care. Name one country that hasn't enslaved other people
yeah.
or hasn't been enslaved to other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous. The whole thing is
crazy.
Like, it's a distraction again
mm-hmm.
to divide and conquer. What is the end result of me, somebody asking me for reparations? Well, the answer is I'm going to give them the finger and tell them, you know, I don't know, you jack diddly squat because I worked for everything I got.
Well, and here's the deal. When you start involving the government, and one of the things that I'd love to get on to is our government spending. Nobody's talking about the Fed injecting money.
You just came into government spending central here, buddy. I mean, Let's go to the U.S. debt clock.
How about $126 billion per day being injected in?
I think it's even more than that. I mean, we did like $3.7 trillion last week. I guess we got to go to a
break. Yeah, we have to go to a break. And we're going to pick up this conversation on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Look out, here comes tomorrow. That's when I have to choose how I wish I could borrow someone else's shoes. Mary, oh, what a sweet girl, lips like strawberry pie. Sandra, long hair and beat girl, can't make up my mind. I see all kinds of sorrow inside. On the long walk, look out, here comes tomorrow. Oh, how I wish tomorrow would never come.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Call the table games details at windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at Black Bear Diner.
Come gather at the depot wherever you roam. Admit that the waters around you have grown. Accept that it's soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics will prophesize what you pen. Keep your eyes open, the chance won't come again. And watch what you say, for the wheels still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. Oh, the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a thing going in our chat room always about the music. They guessed it right on the Monkees. I mean, who knew? And then I put up there, any guesses on that one? That's from the archives. Let's see if anybody knows what that one is. We like to have fun with the music. It's something that keeps me going, you know. I mean, having a little bit of something that makes you feel good once in a while is a good thing. What archives? Who's the
that was archives? Me. Yeah, what dummy was that? Go ahead, say it. That's where you were headed.
I thought it was appropriate, considering who we were talking about in the last segment, was that was the birds.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. It was, too, wasn't it? Ashley's all over it. She's got it. She's like the Ninja Warrior maiden back there. She's in the Zen moment here. So I want to get back on track here. We were going to talk about the money a little bit, and I also want to talk about the Event 201. So I'm not sure which one we should go after first. I think let's probably go after Event 201 to kind of get that on the table, and then let's go after the money because we know that we're spending ourselves into oblivion, into a new height of the atmosphere that hasn't been reached before, and out into space. So. Event 201. Tell me about Event 201, because this feathers right into the plandemic or the scamdemic or the damdemic, whichever you want to call it, because the people think that this started the day that the impeachment failed, which is just coinky-dinky, you know.
Well, sure it is.
Yeah, because we went from one hoax to another trying to get rid of Trump, and then all of a sudden when that hoax is over, hey, there's another one magically, and it just happens to be a disease that's been way blown over out of proportion, and nobody's dying except a few people that were already sick, and a guy died from COVID-19 down in Santa Cruz after he got bit by a shark, but, you know that's kind of, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah. That was news that came just before and right after the 66 COVID-related bullet deaths in Chicago.
Yeah. It's so
no
true.
No problem. I mean, it is.
And it's coming out. They just switched. Trump's administration just took the numbers in back from the CDC on who's counting them.
They lost a bunch of records?
They're lying
about
it.
Did you see that it was like 28,000
They're propping this pandemic up with everything they can because it's helping them politically as we get closer to the elections. Your thoughts,
here
Dave?
Is the thing. The CDC just recently released that they were mistakenly, quote, mixing up the numbers for both the coronavirus strain tests and the coronavirus antibody tests. So if you have the antibody test and your antibodies are in the system, you die with the antibodies in your system, that's a COVID death. If you have the coronavirus and you die of a heart attack and that heart attack is in there, that's a COVID death. And the hospitals are getting more money from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my whole view on this mask thing is your cloth mask, you hold it up to your eyes and you can see through it. You can look and you can see how many fingers I'm holding up. Can you see a virus? No, you cannot see a virus.
You can see how many fingers I'm holding up.
But here's the thing. On a virus, it doesn't matter if it helps stop a little bit of that pass-through. You don't get a little bit of AIDS. You get AIDS. You don't get a little bit of herpes. You get herpes. It's just like you can't get a little bit pregnant.
Well, here's what I think as well. If this whole thing has been a scam from the gate, by overblowing the numbers, by inflating the numbers of people dying, by turning it into something it's not, you know, to have an outcome that's going to affect an election, then by God, I don't want to wear the mask anyway. I don't give a crap.
Well, and here's the thing. When you go through and you look at it, our founding fathers said that a right not used as a right lost. It's a freedom lost.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What we're seeing right now is churches shut down. We're seeing churches saying they're not essential. You can't go there. You can't have more than such and such an amount of people.
And you definitely can't sing.
Can't sing. You can't do any of that.
I can't sing anyway, but, you know, who knew?
And that portion of it reminds me biblically of when you had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who wouldn't kneel down and... We're not doing it. I'm not going to kneel Nimrod. I'm not going to kneel down for anybody else. And I sure as hell am not going to kneel down for Gavin Newsom.
There you have it. So
she's busy. We got a couple callers to get to. Oh, we got Terry. Good morning, Terry. What do you got?
Well, I think that this program has been great. Dave, great job, son. You really did a nice job on here. Great combination. I see the chemistry here. Of people all working together, and that's exciting. And I want to encourage people to also go back and listen to our program previously here, Jefferson State of Mind. Go to the archives and go listen to David Bryan. That is just an incredible interview, I think, and it shows the strength of a pastor and the strength of a patriot who's a pastor who stands up for our rights. And Dave, Mark, Linda, Great job, you guys. I'll just let you get back to it. Great information. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Terry. We appreciate it. Now we'll go to Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, I just got a quick comment for you.
Sure.
Your guest, he said something that really struck me. That's why I called in, is that there's different tests for this COVID deal. And one of the things I believe that they're doing is they're testing people, and if they come up positive for the antibody, which means that they could have been infected weeks or months ago, that they call that a new case. And that's why this huge, they're saying this huge spike of new cases is coming in.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what they came out and said.
Amen to you, brother. That is what is going on. I just wanted to give you a shout out.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Buddy.
Thanks for calling in, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
I don't even trust the tests.
No.
Well that's been proven that the tests are. Sent them in with not doing anything, and they come back positive.
Well, I was watching a clip from, when the Obama administration, the H1N1, they stopped doing the test because it was inflating the numbers because it looked bad for the administration on the H1N1 virus. Now, Trump. If Trump does the same thing, then he's the devil, you know. But the real deal is, I don't trust the.
They just did the
test, and a pawpaw and a goat came back with coronavirus, and a pawpaw is like a piece of fruit. And so, can you trust any of this stuff anymore? No. Once you've been lied to over and over and over again, at what point in time do you say, I don't believe these guys about anything anymore? And should you? So
not only that, but look at the money. They're getting paid. Why would they give the truth out there?
Well, and folks, what I'd like to do at this point is reduce to the insane. And from what I'm seeing right here, this is on Dive, MetaDive, and FDA raised concerns Monday about an increasing rate of false positives associated with the test for novel coronavirus. Mm-hmm. The letter healthcare professions agency said that 3% of the results in one study run by a company were false positives. Now, these are probably tests that are quarantine-controlled conditions,
right,
to make sure that nothing can get into them that is what they're actually giving to them, not the manufacturing samples, which we know are probably going to be higher. But what I'm saying right here is that in heart disease conditions within the United States every year, there's 647,000 people that die per year from heart disease. Right now, from the coronavirus, we've got a total of supposed 142,000 deaths. So at this point in time, we should shut our economy down until McDonald's, Burger King, and all the rest of these close, because they're way more deadly than us.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
opinion.
I've been saying, let's commit suicide so we don't die.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. I mean, we might get sick, so let's just shut down everything and we'll all starve to death. What's going to happen if our economy completely implodes? That's going to cause more deaths than the stupid virus.
Yeah.
And, you know, come on, wake up and smell the coffee.
It probably already is.
And these guys will stop at nothing. They are sick to keep power. Whether it's Gavin Newsom, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, I mean, you know, whether it's Feinstein, you know, these guys are sick. And Joe Biden is especially sick, if you haven't noticed lately, because he can't even put two words together in a sentence.
Oh, well, there's more to it than that with Joe Biden. Let's not even go there, because we do have a caller on the line. Let's go to our caller. We've got Opal. Good morning, Opal.
You're on the air, Opal.
Hello? Opal?
I guess she's not on the air.
Call back, Opal, and we'll put you on.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's so true. I mean, you know, this pandemic, I mean, how many speeches has Biden done in public?
The thing is, they start out there, they can't even get their lie straight. You know, every day you turn around, it's a different lie.
Well,
and then it's not. Then it is. You know?
The problem with this is there's so many places and so many lies we can take this with. So Event 201, to the original question, it was an exercise on October 18th, 2019, a total of 3 months before the first case of corona. I encourage everyone to look it up. It is Center for Center for Health Security org, Event 201. It's the John Hopkins Center for Health Security in partnership with the World Economic Forum and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I will post
Event 201.
And well, that tells you a lot.
And you can see their videos. I encourage everybody to look at the news story videos on this novel coronavirus that they were preparing for, and tell me it's not what we're facing right now that was 3 months before we ever had the novel coronavirus start. The literal only difference between what they're saying in this and what actually took place is it started in a different location and it started in a pig in the plan.
Well, we know that Obama funded the Wuhan project, you know. I mean, at what point in time do you go, you're being punked here, you know? And
Didn't Dr. Fauci also, or how say his name, wasn't he involved in that too with the money?
And Dr. Fauci has been doing things this whole time. And in regards to the mask, he recently said that, hey, we're not going to do any individual testing. We have micro testing as far as to prove the mask thing, but we're not actually going to source it out and see if the masks actually do anything by individual standards and lab controlled results and whatnot.
We're being punked, and it's so obvious to anybody who really wants to look, or we can just be fearful. I mean, you go to the local news, and you get like 5 minutes and a half an hour of weather, and the rest is about how many new cases there are.
We've got big news to get to tonight.
Nobody's dying. We should kill our economy, but there's 10 new cases in Butte County. You know, it's like, are you kidding me?
For me and myself, I would rather live in dangerous freedom than peaceful slavery.
Yeah. All right. And with that, we need to go to a break.
And then Dar.
And then we'll go to our caller, Dar. So hang on, Dar. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's a bird's kind of day, just in case you're wondering. Yeah, Jimmy got it. We're giving you the birds, okay?
Okay, wow. With that, we got a couple callers, so we'll go to Dar first. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning. This might be from a show before you, Terry's show, but they were talking about persecution of the Christians, or mm-hmm. was that on your show?
That was the prior show.
It was the prior one.
Yeah, but
okay.
I think we also talked about it a little bit.
I watched CBN last night, and they had news from China and Iran. Well, we know in Iran Christians are persecuted there, but they talked about the persecution of Christians, I'm trying to get my words together, in India and China, and also the Muslim sect over there. It starts with a D. I don't know. You may know that sect, but I don't. They put them in what they call work camps, which are like concentration camps. And they showed on there, on this broadcast, that they were burning the tops of the churches where the crosses were in China. And in India, there's one part of India where they're really having a problem, and they had gone into the church service, and they'd taken the pastor out and shot him up in front of the church. So there's a lot of persecution going on, but it doesn't seem to come over the news or come from any place else except probably CBN or one of the Christian broadcast networks.
Well, you know, when you get into Marxism, what they want to do is replace, Christians with the state or any religious, because what happens is if you look to your God for guidance, and that's over and above the state, just like Pastor Dave was talking about this morning, you look to God first before you start supporting your state. Well, they can't have that in a communist Marxist regime. You have to look to them. They become your God. If you look at the North Koreans, it's a very good example of it, that their guy is God. They've even got him elevated to the platform of deity. You know, you worship the Kim Jong mentally ill or whatever his name is, and that way you are much more easily controlled than if you have another
think for yourself.
Well, you have another if you don't have another set of rules other than the rules they give you. I don't know, like wearing a mask, but I take your pick. But that's why they do that.
Yeah. Politics has become religion, and government has become God in this nation now. And this is why we're seeing so many people who are angry at each other to the point of committing violent acts against each other, because their government is their God, their politics is their religion, and that's all they care about.
Yep, I agree.
Well put.
Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know about that, because, I don't know, it just get put on the coronavirus news.
Well, and it doesn't, because you have the six people who own these media corporations that all are spewing these things, that are all supporting this Marxist terrorist group, BLM, which was basically a Clinton set-up organization. When you count into fact that in 2001, on his last day, he went ahead and commuted the sentence of Susan Rosenberg.
Right.
And she went on to become the co-chair of Thousand Currents Foundation, which is the first step when you go to donate to Act Blue. Under Act Blue, you'll actually end up seeing in the fine print that your donation to BLM is going to Thousand Currents. After that, this lady Susan Rosenberg, which now they've actually taken down the board of members so you can't see that she's on there, but you can still go back on the way back machine and see it. She was a convicted terrorist who had done several different bombings under the guise of M19, and those M19 bombings that she participated in, right here I've got it, amidst the social and political turmoil in 1970s, a handful of women, amongst them were a one-time Bernard student, a Texas sorority sister, daughter of former communist journalist, joined and became leaders on May 19th, communist organization named to honor and shared the birthday of the civil rights icon Malcolm X. Now, this lady, they went on and bombed the Capitol. They bombed the FBI field office. She was arrested with 740 pounds of dynamite, various weapons. She has a book on Amazon called An American Radical, where in her own words she goes through and praises her actions and says how she wouldn't understand that until 17 years later, which is ironically 1 year after she helped found BLM. And after you ended up seeing 1 year prior to BLM's founding in 2015, there was an informational leaked video well, a video that they actually shot themselves of the founders that said that they are Marxists, trained Marxists, and trained organizers. Well, who trained you? And less than 6% of the money that goes to BLM actually goes out to the field offices. The rest of it first goes through two pass-throughs, Thousand Currents. The next one is the Tides Foundation. Then it finally goes to BLM.
Yeah, who owns the Tides Foundation? Yeah, that could be like a Soros thing, could it? So this is really about Black Lives Matter, right?
Well, and in fact, when you go to Black Lives Matter, their own webpage, they're really not actually showing anything about black lives. What you actually see is it's more in tune with trans people. You see the gay actions. Here's their actual webpage right here. We acknowledge, respect, celebrate differences and commonalities. We will work vigorously for freedom, for black justice and people, by extension, all people. We initially build and nurture a beloved community, belonging together through the struggle and restorative, not depleting.
Yeah, give us power over everything, and so we are the government, and everything will be just fine, right?
Well, listen to this one word. It's the very next sentence. We see ourselves as part of a global black family.
Yep.
And we are aware that different ways have impacted the privilege of black people who exist. Now, it says that we need not qualify our position. In affirming Black Lives Matter, we need not qualify our position.
Just like Stalin didn't have to qualify his position, only they're looking for a bigger, this is a bigger pie is all this is. It always ends up with people at the top controlling everyone and everything, and guess what? The first ones to go are the people they say they care about the most. Those are the first guys against the wall.
Right.
With that, let's go to our caller.
Yeah, Dar?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling in, and we'll go to Shaylin. Good morning, Shaylin. You there?
Shay, you're on the you're on the air.
Okay.
Hi. Well, great show. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
You guys have been pointing out a lot of good, like, just no-duh type common sense things, and so I figured I better call in and put in my two cents about common sense thing about the wearing a mask and the virus thing. So shortly before the second shutdown thing went out, there was a blurb that said that there was that they had done some more studies and found out that it was an aerosol, that you're able to transmit the virus via water droplet. And then they came out and said it was an aerosol. So the whole looking through the mask thing and seeing your fingers, even if you can't see your fingers through it, the masks that they recommend don't work. They just flat don't work. I mean, just look at a virologist in his lab. He's not wearing a little surgical mask or some scarf around his neck. He's in a full-out suit. So if it's an aerosol virus, no matter what you think, unless it's a full-out suit, you're still going to get it.
There you have it. Yeah, it's true. I mean, that doesn't do any good at all, is what I'm hearing. And and then it does come, and you're breaking up, but
I think it's a big test. See how far people will go, and who will follow, and who won't.
Maybe. I mean, you know, you use fear. Fear is the extortionist tool. I mean, that's been going on forever.
Yeah, I agree. But at some point, you know, we're calling them people, calling these guys who are pushing this stuff.
You're breaking up,
and I think we launched
it. We stand up and we do things, but who do we do? You know, how do we? What I want to know is how do we attack this?
I think we attack this at the local level. Absolutely. We all show up to the Board of Supervisors meetings. We get them to change. We get rid of these guys that are on the board. We get people in there who are going to be patriots and pay attention to us. And we keep doing this and we keep agitating. And you don't take no for an answer. And you keep showing up. And you keep doing the things and actionable things. Not just waiting for Barr to do stuff. Not waiting for Trump to do stuff. Not waiting for anybody to do stuff. But getting involved, because it's we the people are the ultimate purveyors of our own freedom.
And support the people out in the community that are standing up.
And support your Second Amendment. And in fact, what you just said there is a perfect prime example of something that I witnessed personally yesterday. Yesterday, I had my wife and my friend. We went out to eat, and we were going to go grab some Mod Pizza. And they didn't have masks on. I was actually wearing a mask, even though I don't support it, because I understand it's constitutionally okay for a business to have the opinion to say, we're not going to serve you if you don't do this.
Sure.
I respect
that.
Right.
No shirt, but no shoes.
Then they told my friends that because they're not wearing masks, go outside. And that's when I said, all right, I understand you not serving us. I'll do the ordering, but you're sending my friends outside. I'm leaving. Like, that's
right.
That's it. You support the businesses. So then I found San Francisco Deli, who had the chance to close up early because they're still open.
Yeah.
They're still
right.
letting people go in there. They're making great food, and they're doing the rest of this. But in regards to this virus thing, you have people like the World Health Organization and the CDC saying, well, Trump should have been listening to the World Health Organization when this thing first broke. So from the World Health Organization, I quote, let's see, right here. It says that now advises that coronavirus patients don't need to be isolated or quarantined. Also claims the organization had social distancing not needed. And then right here, the disease spreads primarily from person to person through small drops of the nose and mouth, which is expelled when a person of COVID coughs, sneezes, or speaks, the World Health Organization explains on coronavirus. And they go on to say that it's not likely spread from person to person who's asymptomatic. So they weren't advising masks to begin with, and
right.
then they all of a sudden say, now we need masks, and then we don't need masks, and then there's official CDC something or other that comes out and says, you don't need a mask, and then all of a sudden they're saying, we do need masks, and we shut everything down. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What the hell? It's so, you know, you can go back to the businesses. I went to a couple places. I went to In-N-Out here not too long ago, and it was, you know, wear your mask thing. And so I stepped in, and the guy was like, do you have a mask? I'm like, no, I do not. He said, well, I can take your order, but we'll have to go outside. So, okay, we step outside. She takes the order, and then she's like, well, can you follow me in, and we'll pay.
Okay,
so we walk in, I pay, and then I go wait for my grub outside. But it's so just, you don't know what the hell to believe, and it's so lemming.
These businesses are terrified that they're going to get shut down by
the
government.
And I get that. I mean, you got they're just
yeah, because there's
business.
Other agencies involved. Because you've got, you know, like the beverage people that can come in and actually take their licenses.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. This whole Black Lives Matter thing ties into this as well, as far as perfect timing, because we have history on this. Hitler got rid of the police, and he replaced them with the brown shirts. And what we're seeing right now from these constitutionally retarded nincompoop liberals out there that are setting up all this stuff and going out there and saying we're going to defund the police in all these places, which is inherently getting people murdered and killed, it's making it to where they're going to defund the police in these locations and replace them with community-led programs of people that they can control to violate our constitutional rights. Because by and large, our police are constitutional people, and they will respect your rights. As we've seen, we live in a community right now that has a great sheriff who's saying he's not going to completely shut us down
right.
for expressing our rights and our freedoms, but other places are not so lucky. And in those places, they're praising the sheriffs, and they're praising the people that are violating, trampling, and stepping on the rights of the American people.
It's all about standing up, but I guess
we do need to go to a break. Thanks for calling in, Shailene. We appreciate
it. Welcome.
And we'll get our other caller on the other side of this break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell.
alive. This place called USA.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
Of a modern-day drifter.
Yeah, every time we hear that song, we think of somebody.
Speaking about corruption and stuff,
yeah,
and people
Lavoie Finicum
standing
up,
you couldn't ask for a better pay.
Yeah, anyway.
Patriot than he was. But
absolutely.
With that, we've got a caller. We've got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, Mark and Ashley and Linda. I have two quick announcements locally, things that people can do. First, tomorrow at Walmart, 11 o'clock, my friend Corey and I will be there taking mini interviews for people that want to give us any feedback, dialogue regarding the mandated masking, or if they have comments about the vaccines, which is probably next. So if we get kicked out of the front lot, we'll be on the public street on Dana. Join us at 11 o'clock. We don't know how long we'll be there, but that's the first invitation. Second,
okay.
Regarding the Board of Supervisors, if people have internet, they can send and submit their comment to be read by the clerk, Mary Williams, www.co.chesta.ca.us. Is to look at the past meetings, but they want to submit it to the clerk. The email address for her is clerkoftheboard@co.shasta.ca.us. I will be doing mine today, and I suggest if people have friends that don't have email, internet, ask them and then submit on their behalf to include the voices of maybe people without computers, or if they have dyslexia, or they're elder, or whatever. That we need to start submitting that are discussed with another cancellation by the Board of Supervisors.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in and giving us that information.
Yep.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah, we appreciate everything that you do. We're moving right along. We wanted to get in another segment before the end of the appointment.
Yeah, we got one more thing that we want to
touch on. We want to kind of touch on, and that's voting and the voting system. So thanks again, Lori.
All right. So what do we got on voting, Dave? What do you got?
So on voting, one of the things that I wanted to bring to the attention, because it's something that the younger generation has a better understanding of based upon Bitcoin, which Bitcoin sends sheer fear in a lot of people as far as what is it? Is it backed by anything? What's actually going on with it? But Bitcoin works on a blockchain system, which is tracked across all of the places that utilize it. And it's a system that could be implemented within our voting system.
So you're talking about simultaneous consensus is what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm talking about on it is the actual method by authenticating a Bitcoin. It's called blockchain.
Right.
Now, what it does is you have multiple computers. Every computer that would be on the voting system would be linked into a blockchain.
And that's what I'm talking about, simultaneous consensus. The blockchain gives it the ability for it to be spread across the whole system all at once, so you can't change it in any way without affecting. I mean, you can't change it because everybody can see what's going on, basically.
And exactly. And if you do change it, because you could, under this system, be able to, let's say you have the final night of the primaries and you have something terrible that comes out about the person you're voting for, you could change it at any time.
Right.
You could put in your Social Security number. You could put that in. You could have a device that's registered and with two-factor authentication on it, and you'd be able to vote via that system, and it would have the response that would be recorded, the time the response was recorded, and the place it was.
And it would be open source, basically, because everybody could see what happened.
You could see the complete ledger. So there's no way to defraud it on a system-wide scale that would show, other than actually physically getting that device, that location, and everything else there. And so the system that I'm talking about would prevent things like what we've seen. This is an article from DEF CON 25, and it was in September of 2017.
Can you post that on my website or send it to me in an email?
Just look up DEF CON 25
All
voting.
Right.
You'll find it.
All right.
Because I don't have your website or email pulled up.
It's all right. I got it. Okay. So my email, by the way, is kentmark@msn.com, and you can always get a hold of me that way and everybody.
DEF CON 25.
Hacking conference.
Yeah,
is what
got
you're
it.
Okay, so 1993, DEF CON became one of the world's largest, longest-running, best-known hacker conferences. This year, DEF CON was held in July 27th through 30th, but we'll move down here real quick. Voting Village acquired and made available to participants over 25 pieces of election equipment, including voting machines, electronic poll books. Most models were still widely used in U.S. state and local elections today. Hacking into voting machines is not new, but it's previously been conducted on a very limited academic or industrial setting under strict controls and publication restrictions. DEF CON's Voting Village represented the first occasion where mainstream hackers were granted unrestricted access. The consequences of the limited access to voting machine hardware in the past and debuts frequently raised about in various vulnerabilities identified in the previous studies were practical for technologies that ordinary skill would discover and exploit. Now, in the event the first voting machine to fail, an AVS WinVote model was hacked and taken control of remotely in a matter of minutes using a vulnerability from 2003, meaning the entire time this machine was used from 2003 to 2014, it could be completely controlled remotely, allowing changing votes, observing voters and voting for, shutting down the system and otherwise incapacitating it. The same machine was found to have an unchanged universal default password found with a simple Google search or admin. That's how bad this is, folks. And not to mention, you have no restrictions on going in there with voting ID. You can go in and do that as illegal, as Obama said. We're not going to go after you on it.
Right.
Right.
Well, yeah. That's we're in a different era, too. I think Barr will.
Well, one more thing on this real quick.
Hurry up, because we got about a minute left.
Okay. Moreover, closer physical examination of the machines found, as expected, multiple cases of foreign-manufactured internal parts, including hardware developed by China.
Oh, gee.
Imagine. There's that name again.
I feel so much better now.
And this is something we just started touching on. I'm glad you brought this to our attention, and we'd love to have you back in the future and go over some more of this stuff.
Sounds
from
good
to me. A younger standpoint.
All right. Very good. That's it for today. It's the end of the show. Those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You are born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the art and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant of purple master.
And have a great week, and you've been listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.